And now you have a bowl of soup for whoever is feeling wonky. And if all four of us are feeling wonky, I'm pulling four cups out. Right? So now we have that. We have the chicken for the week. And we have breakfast. Because now we're making a zucchini bread recipe using all the vitamins and nutrients that we just got out of our chicken broth. Right? And for vegans and vegetarians, you can do this exact same thing, straight up vegetables. And you now have vegetable broth. Same concept. Don't welcome you guys. Today's going to be a little bit different. I had a completely different video in mind today. However, I was grocery shopping and putting my list together for grocery shopping. Let me put it that way. And I realized that something that a lot of you have struggled with the last month is sustainable eating. People go through tough times. And when you go through tough times, now your budget for grocery shopping, for eating, dwindles, right? It comes down to the bare necessities. And healthy lifestyles, healthy eating have a very bad reputation for being expensive. As we learned last week talking to Caitlin, not necessarily the case. You just have to think outside the box, right? And there are things that do not need to be made unhealthy just for you to stay in budget when times are tough. We are going from summer into fall. That means a lot of squashes are going to come out. Your body will love it. If you add squash to your plan, I promise you, you will love it. Those comfy foods, things that keep us warm when it gets cold. Now, if you're in Texas, you know I'm in Dallas. I get it. We're still in the hundreds. We're not there yet. So are there anything, or is there anything else you can do? Well, there's a couple of things. And as I was going through my list, I thought I should tell you some of the things that I like to do to save money on my groceries. So that's what we're going to chat about today. All right. So first and foremost, y'all know I eat meat. So if you're around here and you're vegan, please know that that is going to be a discussion and it's going to come up. Now, that being said, all of you carnivores and omnivores out there, I still do believe in plant-based eating as a way to get the bulk of your micronutrients in. On top of that, it is an excellent way to actually save money on your groceries and still get the nutrients that you need. Meat, especially nowadays, our groceries, man, those bills, they're skyrocketing, aren't they? All over the freaking place. So here's how I work it. Make sure I get my protein in, make sure I get my carbs in, all my fiber, I get all the micronutrients I need. Still, not obsessing, not hyper-focusing, not overwhelming myself or anybody else. If you are first listening, or if you're listening to me for the first time, there's me, there's my husband, and we have twin 3-year-old toddlers. And at this point, they either eat or they don't eat. And when they eat, it's like they're eating you out of house and home. It is a lot, right? So couple of things that I do. There's a dish someone suggested that I make many, many years ago. Many years ago in another lifetime. And it's legumes, honey, or maple syrup, water, and bacon. Okay. And you have two options. You can make the bacon crispy, sprinkle it on top, or you make it and you bake it and you put the bacon inside of it and it seasons it, right? You take this and you put it over rice. Rice and beans, either in that recipe or NOLA style, so New Orleans, jambalaya. You don't necessarily have to put the sausage in there. You could make it just the rice and the beans with all the spices. The spices are what gives it flavor. You can also take ground meat and include those spices in it with a few that you would typically find in sausage, like fennel seeds. Really, truly gives you that spice from sausage. Now, it does not have the smoked flavor, so you want to put some smoked flavor into it. And I get it. It might sound like a lot, right? But when you're looking at the base ingredients, here's what you're buying. Rice, which is relatively cheap, even wild and brown rice, which I highly recommend. You could do quinoa, also relatively cheap. Barley, as we learned from Caitlin last week, you can actually buy barley in huge bags at feed stores and just make sure to rinse it really, really well. The difference between animal grade and human grade is the rinsing process. It is not rinsed if it's animal grade. I didn't know that either. Learn something every single day. I love having guests on this show now because I swear I learned something new from each and every one of them, and it's so exciting. All right, so that's just one. So the rice and beans. So you can get your grain relatively cheap. Beans, if they are dried, not cooked, not the can, I'm not talking the cans. If you're really trying to be budget friendly, buy dried beans. Hook up your crock pot or your Instapot. At this point, one of us, we all have one or the other. Rinse your beans. Put them in there, let them sit while you are off to work. And now you've basically created your own canned beans. But the difference in the cost between canned versus the dried, it's significant. Even organic, organic naturally grown beans. The difference is significant, you guys. So you can do this. Minimal effort. It's literally beans, water, in the crock pot. If you know what you're making those beans for, you can put the seasonings in there. So one of the tricks I learned a long time ago is Texas. I'm not from Texas. I put beans in my chili. And when I make them from dried beans, when I put them in the crock pot to cook, what I do is I actually put the chili seasonings in with the beans. Because once you do that and once the beans are done, I don't drain them because I've already rinsed them. So I leave them in the crock pot and then I make the meat, I brown the meat and I put the meat in the chili and I let that sit. Usually it stews for another 4 hours, 2 to 4, depending. It's delicious. It comes out exactly the same. The difference is the cost to us is significantly cheaper than buying the canned beans. And the flavor that you get when you put the seasonings into the beans as they're cooking, because they have to cook for, man, they're going to be in the crock pot 4 hours guaranteed. Like beans have to cook for a very long time. Doesn't mean you have to stand over the stove and stir every single minute. An Instapot, very similarly, you can make these things relatively easily, minimal effort on your part, minimal ding to your pocketbook, and they're still healthy. Another trick that I've learned, when they put produce on the Uber clearance section, the tomatoes that go onto that Uber clearance section are actually really good stewing tomatoes a lot of the times. So if your canned tomatoes, your canned pureed tomatoes, if any of that is outside of your budget, I can talk today, I swear. If any of that is outside of your budget, then look at those. Look at, farmers markets at the very end of the day. They want to get rid of their produce. If there are tomatoes that are not ripe and you live right down the street from one, go check it out because they're going to want to get it off their counter. So it's going to save you a little bit of money. If you are not like me and very skilled at growing tomatoes, one of those tomatoes, you can buy a tomato, take the seeds out of the center, eat the tomato, and grow your own tomatoes. And you can grow them in the windowsill. I mean, it's going to get, pretty wonky, but you can do it. And you can use those as the tomatoes in your chili. Keeping it really easy. So for the chili, beans, water, seasoning, When the beans are cooked, and make sure to rinse before you put them in the crock pot or the Instapot. When they're cooked, add your ground meat. I use turkey. You might use something else. I know that there's a wide variety of ways to do it. My body doesn't like beef, so that's why I don't do it that way. And that's literally the only reason. Okay, so I add the ground beef in, or the ground meat in, and then I'll add whatever tomato stuff needs to go in there as well. A couple of hours later, in a crock pot, I'm done. Less than an hour later, in an Instapot, I'm done. It's very easy. And nowadays, with it being the end of summer in Texas, Instapot and crock pots don't let off as much heat as the stovetop or the oven do. And also not very hot standing next to a grill outside. It can get really hot standing next to those grills. And when you're out in 100 plus degree heat, it's not feasible. You're going to kill yourself standing out in the heat. So putting those things on, you know, in a crock pot or an Instapot to make it quick and easy on yourself makes all the difference in the world. If you're in tough times, minimal stress, sustainable food. These are ways that you can create a healthier dish. Same thing with the rice and beans. You can make those beans in the same exact way. And instead of adding ground meat and tomatoes, now you add whatever vegetables, rice, quinoa, whatever is going to go with the bean dish that you have. You can add your meat if you want. But at this point, you can make such a large volume because of the cost of the beans, the cost saving in the beans. Take that and freeze it. Freeze it in your family serving sizes. Because what happens is that means that next week, you can also have the same dish without buying any more produce, without doing any more effort beyond grabbing what's in the freezer, defrosting it, and heating it up. And a little tip, if you spray a little bit of oil on the bottom of your crock pot and you put the frozen stuff back in the crock pot on low, in a couple of hours, it's heated and not overcooked. Next one that I love using is rotisserie chickens. I don't know if you guys have looked, but in a lot of cases, even the free-range, organically grown chickens in the rotisserie section are cheaper than actually getting a whole chicken and doing it yourself. Now, you're not really in charge of what goes on the chicken, so you're kind of taking a chance. What I usually do is I buy them, I bring them home, and I cook them for a little bit longer. Someone I was living with in California started doing that because she was feeding them to her dogs, and it stuck with me. So, and now it's just regular habit. I come home, I put it in the oven for a good half an hour or so more, and I make sure it's fully covered. I also transport it to a different container so it's easier to get. And you have two options when it's done. Pluck off all the meat, which is what I do, or my husband does, because everything with meat that touches bone, you guys will find it's a mindset issue, texture, mental images, neurodivergent much. What do you think? That's what I'm blaming it on, at least. Anyway, so what we do with that is we actually eat that meat on salads. We make chicken salad with it, like the traditional with the grapes and the pineapple and the nuts. And I think there's supposed to be celery in there. Brian does that. He's in charge of that dish because that's one of his favorite foods to eat is chicken salad. I put it in wraps. I put it on my salads. It's so easy to grab and go. And if I'm running out the door at 3 o'clock to go get the boys and I have zoomed past my snack time or my lunch, I will grab that and an apple or that and some vegetables, whatever's handy. And I eat that on the go. Don't throw the carcass out. we are heading into flu, COVID, cold season. And yes, we have added COVID to that. Take your carcass, put it into your crock pot, add water, add whatever vegetables are going bad in your fridge. If you have celery, if you have apples, if you have sweet potatoes, peppers, onions, all of those, especially onions and garlic. Onions and garlic, you guys, they are, in herbal medicine world, they are kings and gods and goddesses. They are tremendously helpful for our bodies, to help our bodies and our immune system fight off colds and flus. So if we're fighting off colds and flus, it also will support us fighting off COVID, which, yes, it is back. In my opinion, it's just going to be a thing. So we need to just plan for it. We need to plan for it. We need to get our bodies prepped for it, just like we do with flu season and cold season every year. And here we are again. So what you are doing with that crock pot is you're now making chicken broth. What I do is I put it in my crock pot and I fill it up with water. Put all the vegetables and everything in there, put the carcass in there, fill the sucker with water. I usually end up with 4 to 6 cups of broth. And what I will do this year, and what I've done occasionally in the past when I've had time, and this year I actually have time, and toddlers that want to help cook, they want to learn these things. So we're going to do it this year. We're going to make the broth. And then when I drain it, I'm going to pull the vegetables out, right? Not the onions and garlic, but the carrots, the potatoes, the squash. And we're going to make bread. All you need for that bread, you puree up the vegetables that you used in the broth. You see where I'm going here? Puree up the vegetables in the broth. That now creates the liquid for your bread. Use a zucchini bread recipe. And there's your puree. You can also use a food processor. I don't like the chunky bits, so I always puree it. But that one rotisserie that generally costs me about $7.99 has given us chicken for Brian and I to eat through the week, or at least for a couple of days. It has given us 4 to 6 cups of broth to use in the future when one of us is fighting a cold, packed full of nutrients, which what I do is I literally use my food saver and I will let it cool. And when I drain it, I divide it up into individual servings, which is about half a cup, a quarter to a half cup. And when I make them later, when I defrost it, I add noodles to it. If we're sick already, or if we're just kind of in that cold thing where we just don't want food, that's what I'll do, is I will use that. I don't add anything to it. It's just that and the noodles. So I make the noodles inside that serving. And now you have a bowl of soup for whoever is feeling wonky. And if all four of us are feeling wonky, I'm pulling 4 cups out. Right? So now we have that. We have the chicken for the week. And we have breakfast. Because now we're making a zucchini bread recipe using all the vitamins and nutrients that we just got out of our chicken broth, right? And for vegans and vegetarians, you can do this exact same thing, straight up vegetables, and you now have vegetable broth. Same concept. The only thing missing is the chicken. That's it. You don't need the chicken to make broth. You can do it with a ton of vegetables. The nutrients that are within the vegetables and the food that you use to simmer seep out and are extracted during the cooking process, and now they're inside the broth. That doesn't mean that the fiber that are in those vegetables can't be used in a banana bread to help your gut. It's like a continuous process. So now you've created 3 things from one $7.99 purchase. These aren't the only things. There are many more. Lettuce. You can buy heads of butter lettuce, right? They actually have little mini ones now. They still have the roots on the bottom. You can regrow lettuce. If you have a shallow dish, and I was looking for one, but the counter is clean. If you have a shallow dish, you put a little water in the bottom of it, put your lettuce in there, set it on the windowsill or somewhere where it gets light. And now you have a way to go cut off some lettuce, have a salad. Cut off some lettuce, have a salad. Usually the lettuce will regrow back to something that you can cut off in 2 weeks. So what you could do is actually each week, tough times, remember, each week, put one more head of lettuce in. So now you have 4 weeks. And every week, one of them is available for you to munch off of. Sustainable, healthy eating doesn't have to be expensive. These tips are just a start. If you take even one, just one of these things that we talked about today, and start incorporating them into your grocery list, it can significantly reduce your grocery needs, meaning your budget. I use my freezer like you would not believe. And I'm not a big fan of leftovers. I am a big fan of repurposing. So with our chicken, if we make grilled chicken breasts, you know, or we make, I have ground turkey. I've made ground turkey. The last round that I made, I got a thing of like 3 pounds, I think. 1 pound went into beefaroni. 1 pound, which by the way, the boys hated. I don't know why. They're good with spaghetti. They did not like the beefaroni. But I made it into beefaroni sliders. So we have 2 sliders. The boys have 1 all around dish. And I also made it into taco meat. And what Brian and I have done with the taco meat is we put it on our salad. And instead of dressing, we use salsa. If you haven't done that yet, do it. Do it. Make yourself a salad. So easy. Make yourself a salad. Put all your favorite things on it. Grab your favorite salsa. Use your salsa as your dressing. It's delicious. Promise. You will not be sorry. So those are my tips for today. I could seriously go on and on and on forever. One of the other things that I wanted to make sure to mention, we're not going to go over it in this video, but I promise you over the next couple of weeks, I will do a video where I walk through the different ways that you can store produce to make it last longer, not just growing it in your window. One of the things I saw recently, and I'm testing it, I don't like to do things that I haven't tested. Or I don't like to tell you things I haven't tested. Someone on TikTok, of course, TikTok. But someone on TikTok and IG that I follow on both places, he does all these, you know, natural saving things. And it's really cool to watch. I mean, he does this thing where he like goes in the camera and comes back, goes in the camera and comes back. It's fun. It's entertaining, but it's also educational. One of the things he mentioned, I think 2 weeks ago, is you take your lettuce and you wrap it in foil and then you put it in the fridge, and you have to make sure it's really dry, but you wrap the head of lettuce in the fridge. So far, so good. I will let you know when I record the next video, I will let you know if it actually worked. But for now, here are your tips. Remember, dried beans over canned beans. Drop the suckers in your crock pot. Get your grains moving, because healthy grains really are a thing. Be very diligent about what you're buying, where, and remember, sustainable, healthy. Sometimes you got to buy something that's not what you would normally buy. It's not as healthy as you would normally buy it, specifically talking about the grains, meaning you would normally buy organic and now you're buying, you know, conventional. Sometimes you have to do that. Give yourself a little bit of grace. It is a temporary time period. if you can infuse as many healthy foods as you are able to during this tough time, then you can go back to that. There's nothing saying you can't. This is a short time frame and a very long life. Okay. With your vegetables, you can regrow a lot of vegetables. So beans, greens, vegetables, use your crock pot. And very last thing I'm going to tell you, don't ever forget, feeding you does not have to be hard. It really doesn't. If you have any questions or if you need some help, if you want some help looking at your grocery list to try and pare it down and try and figure out ways to save some money and create a little bit more sustainability within what you're buying and cooking for a short duration while you're going through tough times, or if the short duration is extending a little bit longer than you want to, then let's chat. We can figure it out. There are some really easy things that you can do that create sustainability, that create a healthier grocery budget, so you're not going off the board. And if you really need to dive deep, I have lots of people. I'm thinking of one person in particular that I'm really connected with, and she has helped several people that I know figure out how to budget easier and better when times are tough, so that when you are buying those sustainable foods for your groceries, it's not just saving you money in your groceries. It's helping you out in all areas of your financial wellness. Financial wellness is not my expertise. Mine is teaching you how to eat sustainably, how to eat healthier, and how to manage those autoimmune and chronic illnesses much more efficiently. So I'm going to leave you with those questions below. These are the things that are little pop-ins that you're going to get on this channel. So hopefully you found it entertaining. And if we get a lot of responses on this, I will keep doing them happily. Because like I said, I could keep going on this all night. You don't want to listen to me all night on just one topic, I'm sure. Busy life, right? All right, you guys. That is everything for today. I will catch up with you next week. We have another guest episode next week with Robin. And what I'm going to put right there is the link to Caitlin's episode last week. Part of what she had talked about throughout the episode was how she and her husband, for lack of a better word, he basically is her husband, do homesteading that helps them save money. It really is her big philosophy is sustainable eating, eating so that it nourishes her body, nourishes his body, nourishes the animals, and nourishes in a way that is as efficient and effective as absolutely possible without costing a lot of money. So if you found this episode helpful, Caitlin's episode, you want to watch. I will chat with y'all later. You know the deal. Subscribe, like, hit the bell button, you know, all that stuff. And the more the response that we get on this one, the more frequently I will post these up. So chat with y'all later. Cheers.